was Edge of the Earth. It's a minute past 2 o'clock. I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we have a familiar voice in the studio this afternoon. Haley Bonner, who spent some time early in her career in Duluth, is joining us. Hi, Haley. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you back here in the KUMG studios. Well, what do you want to get started with today?
Well, I think I'll get started because I have a lot of new songs, so I'll play some of those for you today.
Sounds great.
All right. In the end, all but love, I wanna make you proud again. It's all too loud when the sun
Haley Bonner on KUMD, and a new song. What's that one called, Haley?
It's called Indian.
You know, I was going to guess that. I could have guessed that. And it's been a while since you released your last album. It was 2008 you released Big Star. So
yep.
You got new material that you're working on. That's exciting.
I do, yep. I've got. I'm kind of still working on finishing the writing for the new record, but I just made a kids EP. So that's kind of the newest little project in between the two records. So I'm hoping to get that recorded sometime in early part of 2010.
I just saw it must have just gone up on your website recently that you have that new EP out, or maybe I just missed it before.
Yes.
I was very excited to see that. What inspired that? Are you around kids much in your life? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like hanging out with kids. They're strange and they respond to basically music. I don't know any kid that doesn't like listening to music. I'm the oldest of four. I was always babysitting, and nannying has been kind of a job to sustain the music career when it gets tough. I don't know. I've just kind of worked on that for a while, but never really took it to the level of actually making something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And And so I finally did. I decided to do it very last minute and recorded it basically in like a month and got it done. I just got the CDs and the sleeves on Saturday and stuffed them in the envelopes and went and played at this bookstore in Linden Hills called Wild Rumpus on Monday for their story time, and it was really fun.
Oh, I
so
bet.
So I'm glad that I did that. Yeah, I actually brought a copy for you.
Oh, I'm very excited about that, and I'm hoping that you'll play something from it today.
I will.
That's great. So how do you approach writing songs for kids, or is that just something that, you know, you just had ideas that seemed fun or that you developed while you were babysitting or nannying or whatever?
I don't know. I'm kind of a big child, so I think it's just a matter of being able to go to that headspace and just, I don't know, I guess I'm lucky, being around kids and being such a big nerd, it's just easy for me to write songs that I think kids would like to, and I just have a lot of friends that have little kids, and so I just send it, the demos to them, and if the kids respond, then I know it passed the test. And
that's so. your test audience, mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Well, can you do one of those for us right now?
Well, actually, I was gonna.
Oh, we can
do
something
after
else.
I'm in kind of a funky tuning, but
that's
this one does
fun.
Have the word "kid" in. It's actually a new one called "Kid October." So,
it's Haley Bonner on KUMD.
Kid October, I'm knocked over. See you it starts over. But you can't see me wildwood flower. So never mind.
Haley Bonner on KUMD and Kid October, name of that one. And, of course, we need to mention that you're going to be playing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in downtown Duluth. The doors open at 7, and you have an opening band?
I have an opening band. Alpha Consumer from Minneapolis will be playing, and they're actually... two of the guys in that band are going to be part of my band tonight, too.
Okay.
So.
You're going to have a full band. Who else is going to be playing with you tonight?
As far as other bands?
I'm sorry. In your band.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be Jeremy Ilvesacker, Michael Lewis, and Luke Anderson.
And are they on the road with you and been traveling with you? Or?
Yeah, we will be heading out tomorrow from here. So we'll be out for a week and then ending at the Cedar Cultural Center Thanksgiving weekend for two nights. So
well, that's great.
Yeah.
So you're at least close to some family for the holiday, it sounds like.
Yes.
Because does your sister still live? You had a sister that lived down in the cities.
Yeah, I have a sister and aunt. And, we're going to be crazy because the traffic is so bad and drive back after our show in Chicago. So I'll be getting in, like, at 5 or 6 in the morning on Thanksgiving. So... I'm kind of just planning on eating a pizza later, not doing the whole Thanksgiving thing. So,
You've been spending some time in Portland lately.
Yes.
Now, when did you move there?
I moved there in July.
Okay, and how's that working out for you?
It's good. Yeah, it's been nice to be in another environment for writing, and it's gorgeous there, and they have a great music scene as well. It's a challenge to not know anybody and I played there on tour and stuff, but, you know, just to kind of break in, quote unquote, break into the scene.
How do you go about doing that? What is the first step?
Play as much as you possibly can.
You just start calling people once you get there?
Yeah.
Can I come play?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just all about your networking skills and having a nice booking agent that can try to get you as many gigs as possible without, you know, spreading yourself too thin, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been nice, but I miss Minnesota, and, you know, it's just nothing really compares to the scene here, mm-hmm. music-wise, but... It's been good so far, and I haven't been there very long. So,
there's a chance you might come back someday.
Oh yeah, I never really like planned on. Okay, I'm moving away from Minnesota forever. Mm-hmm. See you later. Like, I just wanted a change, and I love it. There was nothing wrong with Minnesota, except maybe I was a little tired of the wintertime, but nothing wrong with it here. Just, you know, it's good to shake it up.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice to have a job where you can do that. You can just say, I'm just going to go try this out for a while.
Yep, exactly.
Well, have more doors opened for you since Big Star came out? That album, it seemed like it got a really good reception, got you a little more attention. Has that opened more doors for you? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I guess, you know, it's been on some... there's been some weird TV placements for it, which is kind of cool, and I never had that before.
You mean like in commercials or in TV shows? Because TV shows are constantly have music in them these days.
Kind of horrible. I have never watched this show, but just the title makes me kind of cringe. Teen Moms on MTV. They used one of my songs, but they didn't use my, like, it was just the music. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny. And then that United States of Tara show.
Oh, okay.
Toni Collette, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a song at the end of those. Yeah. It's a really cool show, actually. But yeah, I guess it's, you know, that's something different than the other records. But, you know, I'm just kind of doing the same thing that I have been, just like a little bit of touring and hanging out.
I suppose other people are worrying about that part of it for you, and you're just saying yes or no at some point. Is that how that works?
I guess, yeah.
Or do they even ask you, or do they just tell you?
A little bit of both, I think.
Oh, funny. That was really a great album. I know that you've been playing it for a while now. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of, as you're working on stuff for the new album, any kind of theme that you see developing, or is that kind of hard for you to see when you're in the midst of it?
I guess it's kind of hard to say until you actually go into the studio with some great big idea and then kind of chisel it away and add things to it. Right now, as I stand, I'm like, I don't know, I'm just trying to play it, and, you know, I've played it with three different band configurations and see what other people can add to it and if that's inspiring or whatever. So just kind of at the modeling stage right now.
How do you know when you're ready to go in the studio?
I don't know. A little light goes on, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, I got to book some dates, and then I do it. So,
do you know where you're going to do it yet, or are you that's still up in the air too?
No, I don't know where I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to make this record in a completely different manner than I have in the past. That's about all I can say. So,
okay. Now you've lived in Duluth for a while, of course, and you lots of friends here. So it must be fun to come back and have the chance to play, even if you don't get to spend a ton of time around. Is it more relaxed playing for a bunch of people, you know, or is it more nerve wracking?
It's more nerve wracking.
Really?
I don't know why. I mean, it's not quite as bad here as it is in my hometown in Rapid City, South Dakota, which is. It's a nightmare playing there for some reason. I'm just like, I get so clammed up and I can't, I don't know. But no, it's always harder playing for your friends for some reason, which is silly, but I'm not nervous at all about tonight.
It's going to be fabulous.
I'm going to jinx myself right now.
Again, Haley's playing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in downtown Duluth. Well, another song? What do you
sure.
have up your sleeve, Haley?
I will do a song from the kids' record called Beautiful You. Well, the world is a great big place with so many beautiful faces smiling back at you. When you smile, they do too. And the trees are tall and green where the birds and the monkeys live and dream. The sky is big and blue. And it loves to shine for you. Oh, beautiful, everyone is beautiful. And they think you're beautiful too. All the mountains and streams, the little bruise on your knee, your voice when you sing. It's all part of a great big thing. Love all the world, animals, boys and girls, and tell them the words we all should hear. Oh, beautiful, everyone is beautiful, and they think you're beautiful too. Take a look around, from the clouds up high to the ants on the ground, and listen to the sounds of the world going round and round. Bruise on your knee.
all part of a great big thing. Love all the world, animals, boys and girls, and tell them the words we all should hear. Oh, beautiful, everyone is beautiful, and they think you're beautiful too.
Very nice. That is Haley Bonner from her new children's EP. And what's the name of the EP again?
Sing With Me.
Sing With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, and how many songs on it?
5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've tested it out on kids, so it's kid approved.
It is.
And then they enjoy the songs.
It's parent and kid approved, I hope.
And I'm assuming those will be available probably tonight at the show.
Yeah.
And are you going to have your Christmas EP available?
I do.
Now, you did that last year about this time. Somehow that one was not on my radar. I wish we had that. But
I brought that for you, too.
Oh, wonderful. I'm not going to ask you to play one for that yet, unless you really want to.
No.
But, yeah, it's just a little early. I'm seeing Christmas stuff out there, and I'm like, no, it's still too early.
I know.
So since you've been in Portland, I don't know if you've been... have you actually spent a lot of time there? Have you had to be on the road? I'm just wondering if you've had time to, see some of the local bands there and any of them that you've...
I'm terrible. I haven't. I've kind of been a hermit a little bit. I've been exploring the city, but sadly I haven't been to a lot of shows.
Well, I imagine...
I play a lot of shows, but I don't go to them. I'm selfish.
Well, you know, I imagine that being on the road can be kind of wearing.
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't really done a whole lot of traveling. I feel like, you know, I've done some fly-in shows in the last, you know, year or whatever, since last October, November, when I was on tour. Which actually, for some reason, is worse to me. Carbon footprint aside, it's just airports really kind of suck. So, but yeah, I haven't, you know, done too much. I just would rather wait and do that with a new record. Mm-hmm. And, but I've definitely, it's been fun exploring a new side of the country, like more than just like being there for a couple of nights or whatever when you're on tour. So, yeah.
Now, are there other places that you've thought, I'd like to spend some time there sometime?
No, not really.
Okay. Mm-mm. Portland and Minnesota. That's it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Who knows? Maybe I'll have to move continents someday. I don't know.
I think last time you were here, you said something about Europe. But, I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know whatever.
Mom. My sisters were living over there for a while, so I spent a couple weeks over in Holland, and I was like, maybe I could live here, but I don't know.
Have you toured Europe much?
A little bit, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Something you'd like to do more in the future?
I hope so, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe with this next record.
I'm hoping that'll be my ticket over there.
Cool. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with today?
Okay, I'm going to play a new song, another new one. This one's called Candy Machine Gun. Same old story with a different
different plan. The same old woman meets the same old man, and they knock each other out. It rained so hard as we drove across the state. You laughed at first, but then your chemistry was strange. The light in your eyes fell away like loose change. I tried to figure out who you of my love, it was no accident. He told her without name. I've become so defined by you, I can't tell up and down. The nature of your beauty pulls my bones into the ground. I smile, but I ache as though the wind has stole my crown.
Haley Bonner on KUMD. And where did the image of a candy machine gun come from? That's interesting.
I don't know. I think I actually saw something. You know, they make those little, like, runts, or is that what they're called? And they make them in shapes. And there was, I remember, and maybe this is in my imagination, but I remember opening a pack that had, like, little pink and green grenades and guns. And I thought that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great image between the kind of the sweet and sour there.
Yeah.
Of emotions. Well, thank you so much, Haley. Really, really thrilled to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And Haley Bonner going to be playing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. Doors open at 7. She'll have her new kids EP available. And the Christmas EP from last year, too. That's exciting. And looking forward to that new album.
Thank you so much.
To check out upcoming guests or listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Live Sessions. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean. Also, with assistance from Don Schroffnagel of the Weber Music Hall and Melissa Kirchhoff. And also thanks to Ryan Dahlberg from theduluthscene.org, where his video from this session will appear later on. It is 2:31, and we now join the World Cafe in progress.
On mandolin and violin, Justin Finch on the bass, Leon Beckenham on keyboard.